Think your journey from Norwich to London is expensive and slow? Spare a thought for 18th century diarist Parson James Woodford.
Everything is going to change after the coronavirus pandemic. Home working becoming the norm is one of the predictions being thrown around. At present, only 0.5% of the country's workforce works from home. According to a 2019 report, on average, rail commuters in the UK spend 2 hours 11 minutes a day travelling to and from work. Car drivers spend 52 minutes, and cyclists 44 minutes. Long commutes have become part of the UK's working culture, says Phil Flaxton, CEO of Workwise, a non-profit organisation. Figures from Greater Anglia support the statement. In 2018, more than 35,000 additional passengers made journeys between Norwich and Cambridge alone. I feel particularly sorry for those who commute by train. An annual ticket from Norwich to London increased by 2.8% this year to £8,660. But has travelling always been expensive? Pondering the subject made me think of the Norfolk parson, James Woodford. We're indebted to the Reverend gentleman for providing us with a rare record of the cost of travelling during the latter part of the 18th century, when England's roads had improved considerably. During 1782, the parson, his wife and their servant, Will, travelled from Lenwade in Norfolk to Starton in Somerset. Leaving Lenwade at 5 p.m. on May the 29th, they paid 1 shilling and 6p, 7.5p in today's money, to travel to Norwich on the Lenwade chaise. After having a meal at the Angel Hotel in Norwich, they boarded the London coach, paying £1.16 to sit inside with 3 other gentlemen and 1 young lady. Will had to sit outside, so his ticket only cost 10 shillings and 6p. Leaving Norwich at 9 p.m, they travelled through the night, stopped at Sudbury for breakfast, and arrived in central London at 2 p.m. on May the 30th. After spending the night at the Belle Sauvage Inn in Ludgate, a very good house, where they were glad to get to bed, being tired, at 10 p.m. on May the 31st, they boarded the Salisbury coach, paying £2.02 for 2 inside seats and 10 and 6 for Will, consigned again to sit outside. The full coach trundled through the night, stopping at Whitchurch for breakfast and arriving in Salisbury at 2 p.m. on June the 1st. An hour after arriving, the parson paid £1.01 to hire a post chaise and second horse for Will to take them to Hindon, where they paid a further 12 shillings and 6p to hire a second chaise and another horse for Will to take them to Starton, arriving at 10 p.m. Their journey of some 220 miles had taken 77 hours and cost, including meals, charges for excess baggage, overnight accommodation and tips, £9.19 and 6p, the equivalent of £2,216 in today's money. You had to be wealthy to travel in 1782. Parson James' ticket for the Norwich to London stage of his journey cost £217 in today's money. Including stops, the 190-mile journey from Norwich to Salisbury took 33 hours, an average speed of 6 miles an hour, and necessitated the party lodging for a night in London. Poor Parson James was bit terribly by bugs during his night in the very good Belle Sauvage Inn, and when he arrived at Salisbury was terribly swelled in the face and hands by the bugs. Today, the rail journey from Norwich to London in economy class, which would be far more comfortable than an inside seat on the 1782 coach, could cost less than £12. The entire journey from Norwich to Salisbury can easily be done in 5 hours. There'd be no need to stay somewhere for a night in London, so no bug bites. There's no moral for commuters in this tale, but if home working is not an option for you, and you have to suffer the pain of finding the money for your next season ticket, it might ease the pain if you reflect on Parson James and his journey.